Talk to me about survival speech, because I would consider you an expert in communication.
All of us throughout our entire day are communicating, some better than others. And the reason I am calling it survival speech, critical communication skills for the way things are now, is because now, under the present economic circumstances, the stakes are so high. The margin of error is so thin. There's so much month left at the end of the money. There aren't enough hours in the day. You're 15 minutes late. You have 15 new messages that people's minds are just blown, and attention is the new currency.
No question.
Nobody has time to pay attention. And in the course of completing your 72-item to-do list today, you're going to interact with people all day long. To accomplish the 72 items you need to get done today, you have to communicate with people. And the problem is they're worried about their 72 things. And I want to read you something that your listeners can relate to. In a focus group of radio listeners.
Okay.
This is a 34-year-old female describing her typical weekday. At 5 a.m., I wake up and get on the treadmill. At 6, I get myself, my son, and my daughter ready. I help my husband get his lunch together and hope to get out the door by 7 a.m. to get my kids to daycare. By 7:15, I start my drive to work. I go through Starbucks drive-thru to get a pastry and coffee. I work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. During my lunch hour, though, I get close to the dry cleaner and back, pick up groceries and run other errands I can't get done after work. Then usually I'll pick up lunch or pack a lunch and eat it at my desk once I get back at 1 o'clock. At 3, my husband gets off work and picks up the kids from daycare, so my phone rings continuously with them until 5. I get off work and I race home. Then I play with the kids while I'm cooking dinner and doing laundry and get them to bed by 9, spend time with my husband until 10 or 11 at night, which usually involves falling asleep in front of TV. By 11, I go to sleep and start all over again. Who cannot relate to that person?
Everyone can. When you talk about critical communication skills, even things like the way you send emails, you know me because you sent me many emails. I'll respond to you because it'll come through the BlackBerry. And then you'll say, did you scroll down? Were you skimming? you'll say this to me. Were you skimming again?
Heidi is not a reader. She's a skimmer. But that's a great example. And here's something you can do today.
You nail me every time I do it.
This is something that you, the listener, can do today to communicate more effectively is use the subject line like it's the outside of the envelope. You will prove what I'm saying when you go home tonight and go through your mail over the wastebasket. And you notice I didn't say open your mail because you're going to, you do this, right? You grab a fistful of stuff out of the mailbox,
right,
and you make a snap judgment based on the outside of the envelope to whether or not you want to invest the next 5 seconds in opening the envelope.
So true.
And you open your mail, quote unquote, over the wastebasket. So when you email people, understand that they're deciding whether to delete without reading based on what's in the subject line.
That is so important because I do that with emails all the time.
Try beginning the subject line with the person's first name. We are in a series of negotiations throughout the day which get slowed down and become ineffective because we don't come to the point and we're not using magic words like Heidi.
Yes.
Or, you and your and please and thank you. Be the opposite of what turns you off, and you might find yourself turning people on. And I don't think I'm overstating this.
Right.
To call it survival speech because of that stack of bills on the kitchen table. People are now in survival mode.
Right.
And money isn't the only currency. Attention is the new currency. I'm blogging about all this at survivalspeech.com.
I get constantly emailed by people, for example, who want to put guests on the show. PR agencies who constantly do it. They spam everybody. You don't feel special. They don't even know who you are. They pitch a guest to you and it's obvious they've never listened to your show. Those are the kind of things that waste everybody's time.
My very presence here is a demonstration of more effective technique because the email said in the subject line, Heidi, what are you doing Wednesday morning?
You exactly did that. I didn't know we were coming to town. And you said, Wednesday morning. And I said, absolutely. You're always welcome to come on the show. Interesting stuff. Survivalspeech.com is where you're blogging this. I think it's important for people to know. People need to understand how they can do it effectively, whether I'm doing it over the microphone, whether you're doing it in email, whether you're doing it in business meetings or whatever. It's important for people to be able to do that.
What you get accomplished today will be a function of how effectively you communicate with all the people you interact with in person, on the phone, by email.
Especially now.
The term elevator speech has only come about since the recession, but it speaks to the need to distill it, to boil it down, and to make somebody want to hear more.